This is a CK to Z news update. A growing number of Cortez Island residents are pushing for a more involved community consultation regarding the latest TELUS cellular tower proposal on La'aman Nation land. But it's unclear whether these requests will be met. The 63.1-meter tower is currently a standalone proposal with a deadline of January 31st for public comment. In late spring of 2021, TELUS held a similar open call for comments regarding three towers in three different locations across the island. Strathcona Regional District, SRD, Regional Director for Cortez Island, Nobra Anderson, was copied on 60 such letters, with only one in clear support. She accordingly asked TELUS to defer their plans until another telecommunications project, the Connected Coast Fiber Optic Internet, was completed, likely by the end of 2022. Despite that firm request, the latest TELUS proposal came some 6 months later in December 2021. Sited on La'aman Nation land, it requires no approval from the SRD. Mike Brown spoke to this issue from his perspective.
Not get the support of our elected regional director, Nobra Anderson. As a Cortez Islander, it looks a little bit bad to me that he's now brokered a deal, knowing that he doesn't have the support of our community. But the tricky part there is that Islam is the land authority, so that's a bit of a delicate thing to speak to. So from a TELUS point of view, that is a strategic move. Islam has legal authority, and depending on a person's perspective, probably also moral authority, given Canadian history. So yeah, this is a difficult and delicate question, and realistically probably can't be separated from the issue of reconciliation with First Nations, because how do you speak to it? I'm not First Nations, I'm a white guy, but I'm a Cortez Islander, and I have a stake in the community, but this is also a question of what First Nations do on their lands. Are we able to comment on that? I think we can. I think we need to be respectful in doing it, but I think it's also important that we speak our minds about it. In the end, Chief and Council is going to make this ruling at Salaman. My perfect scenario is that Chief and Council of Salaman recognize that our community has not been properly consulted with, and actually that TELUS has made the choice to go around us.
Tamius Nettle has also been in communication with Brian Gregg, who is conducting the current TELUS consultation.
It also seemed from his perspective, building a tower was an absolute non-negotiable, as if it was already decided that a tower was going to be built, and he was just consulting on where it was going to be. So I find that problematic because many community members have already decided there shall be no tower on Cortez, and that's non-negotiable. And then there we are with the conflict.
Nettle is currently personally researching the contentious topic of potential harm from electromagnetic frequencies.
I'm not saying no to a tower, but I'm really saying give us more time to think about and learn about and talk about what is okay. A possible solution that I'm holding in mind at the moment is that TELUS could build a tower. I'm not sure that's the best site. And that they could provide some kind of cell service for people who really want cell service, but adhere to a different set of standards from Health Canada standards. Because I'm already reading that the Health Canada standards are probably not strict enough. Like, we're probably going to be looking back in 20 or 30 years going, that was stupid. We shouldn't have let this version of 5G happen this close to communities. It seems like 5G in particular, but even frequencies that are already broadcast, probably more problematic for health than we realize and just not adequately studied.
Mike Brown.
Corporate privilege has it that these things need to move along quickly. And sometimes we forget that we as a community can say, why does it have to be quick? Who decided that? We just assume that we're supposed to conform to this fast process because that's in the interest of TELUS. As a business, if there was a slow or even just a careful consultation process, that TELUS and Salaman Nation would find out that a lot of people here wanted TELUS towers on the island anyway. So maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think they stand much to lose because I don't want towers, but what I really want more than that is just to know that we are respected as a community.
Yulia Kochubiewski has seen a large number of letters that have been sent from residents in the past month.
Maybe they want tower, maybe they don't want tower, but everybody seemed to say TELUS are not forthcoming with the information. We want an open and clear community consultation, and we are not receiving it. All the letters that were written in the summer as a result of them, the tower in Manson has been relocated to its current proposal, which is still within the same neighborhood. It is still on the same street, and the residents are against it. So there is that.
TELUS media staff Lena Chen emailed CKTZ News in December that there is a, quote, second proposal for a new cell site on private property off Jimmy Smith Way, end quote, which is in Whaletown. She did not respond as to when TELUS plans to announce that publicly. Kochubiewski said,
despite the fact that there was absolutely no communication to the community that I know of, as far as I understand, it is proceeding. So this is a concern that the community would like to know, I will imagine. We're having difficulty to get official, true information. We have rumors, we have pieces of information, and we have a consultant that replied to one person at a time. And what I propose, together with a group of other people, is that we make the community consultation ourselves and start a dialogue within the community to see what people actually want, what people actually need in the city where it is everywhere. I think the appropriate conversation will be about regulations and whether it is possible to do it by safe means rather than the current means. But here on Cortez, where we don't have it yet, we really want to decide, do we want it? And if we do want it, what are the conditions we put on it? What are the boundaries we put on it? Where are we okay to put a tower and where we are not? And that is what I would like to establish in the consultation.
Regional Director Noba Anderson has recently attempted to step in as the mediator in response to the large number of island residents asking for more information.
When TELUS proposed to the regional district a year ago that they wanted to erect three towers on the island, I've certainly been in conversation with them a year because of that. And when they proposed a tower on First Nation treaty land, I thought, I'm just going to bow out because it's not my land use planning authority. But what I found checking back in is that people don't have good, clear information on services offered by different companies and the differences between fiber optic cable and cell towers. And I certainly don't have all the answers either. But because this is one of three on the island, I expect certainly one of which will fall within the SRD. I'm here not as an elected decision maker on the file, clearly, and land, but rather a facilitator, community resource support person. Often I'm in a position where I'm pulling together a conversation to try to support people having better information and a better community consultation process. And so that's all this is. I've been asking TELUS for a year now to treat us as a whole community and present their full proposal of all three of their sites so people can speak into it generally as opposed to needing to write in to multiple different locations. I was not surprised, but very disappointed to know that all the letters received last year have fallen into a black hole. They opened a new file down the road and are considering it a whole new application.
Anderson was working on organizing virtual meetings that would allow the public to hear from representatives from TELUS, City West, who are implementing the Connected Coast project, Tla'amin Nation, and Klahus First Nation. However, only the Klahus First Nation has accepted the invitation thus far. Anderson said on Monday, January 24th, that although ideally those key resource people from the involved organizations would speak on their areas of expertise, she may have to host a meeting regardless because there is such a great demand from her constituents for more information. She had been hoping for the meeting to happen early this week.
So as to allow people enough time to take that information in and still meet the January 31st deadline for TELUS's current process. If we can't pull it together, and especially if TELUS isn't able to participate that soon or at all, I've asked TELUS to consider a two-week deferral on the input period, but I have not heard back, so I would not expect that to be forthcoming unless you specifically hear.
Anderson also appealed to all those writing in to remain courteous, whatever their position on the tower.
I want to really encourage people to, in all of their communication and letters, really be respectful. I've heard from both TELUS and Tla'amin that some communication has either been threatening towards TELUS potentially or disrespecting the decision-making authority and nationhood of Tla'amin, and that's just not on. I understand that this has really raised people's concern and this is a polarizing issue, but there's no ground to be won in being disrespectful or threatening. So let's just be kind with each other and we'll get through as best we can.
Rob Chapman, Cortez resident with 3.5 decades of varied experience in the telecommunications sector prior to his retirement, shed light on why some of the above-mentioned concerns are deemed beyond the scope of the consultation TELUS is required to conduct.
The process that we're being asked to respond in the context of it right at the moment is very specific to tower siting. It doesn't attempt to address whether some broader issues are valid or not valid or legitimate areas of concern. It's just about where you can site that as SITE on telecommunications towers. And there is a real concern they just waste a lot of administrative time and overhead if you attempt to deal with the questions that are nothing to do with the selection of that specific site for the service. So the cell phones, of course, are a completely embedded part of modern infrastructure for almost all Canadians, and it looks like that will be coming to Cortes Island sometime in the next few years, perhaps in a number of ways. And if people do have concerns about that, they should understand the proper avenues for attempting to address those concerns.
Since these would be changes in federal regulations, he suggested the issues may be best addressed to the elected member of parliament. For Cortes, that would be Rachel Blaney, who serves the North Island Powell River electoral district.
I'm not personally a wild fan of cell phone usage. However, it's become an embedded, inherent part of Canadian culture for all age ranges.
He mentioned cell phone use as a secondary method of user authentication in accessing computer applications, both in public and private sectors.
I do think that the Safety Code 6 for towers has been working well for a long time to protect the health of Canadians in the telecommunications environment. And we should have a certain amount of respect for that process. That's not to say that we shouldn't raise legitimate concerns about changes that are happening in an evolving industry. But we need to pay attention to doing that in the right manner and in the right place.
As an external consultant to TELUS, Brian Gregg is not authorized to speak publicly on the corporation's behalf. TELUS Media Relations staff Lena Chen shared the following statement, quote, TELUS has initiated a robust consultation process for our planned work on Cortes Island. We first began our consultation activities more than a year ago, and most recently began consultations specifically for the proposed cell site on La'aman land. We have had many conversations with La'aman Nation and the residents of Cortes Island about the need for a wireless infrastructure to provide reliable wireless connectivity to the community. We have been and will continue to engage in dialogue with both the La'aman Nation and residents of Cortes Island on our proposals. Following the end of the consultation period, TELUS will summarize the feedback and share it with our land use authority, the La'aman Nation, and our governing body, Innovation, Science, and Economic Development Canada. We look forward to keeping residents updated throughout the consultation process and looking forward to enhancing services on Cortes Island. End quote. Interested listeners can watch the community article section on Tideline for the latest news regarding the TELUS proposal and related activities and opinions.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.